Hello there, and welcome to another episode of Turn Zero Lists, brought to you by 6UP Supply. I'm your host, Keegan, and I'm joined this week by Matan, also known as Decaf on the Discord, for our Imperial list. Matan, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, Keegan. Pretty good. It's finally feeling like summer well, it's April now, but
it is, yeah.
Starting to get a little warm, starting to get a little antsy, starting to getting ready to want to play, so
yeah.
Good time for all this.
Yeah, looking forward to, for those who haven't heard us before or forgot, Matan and I are locals together, and frequent previous sparring partners too, so I'm definitely looking forward to getting some real figures.
I think we had an average of like 3 to 6 games per month, and now we're down to like 1 a quarter, so it should be pretty interesting.
Absolutely. Speaking of how things might have changed from the last time, what Imperial list did you bring us this week?
Well, I was really racking my head about what I wanted to bring to the cast. I think we've talked about a double Officer Vader list. Mm-hmm. I've talked about an Occupier list before with Mike. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think, especially with some of the newer units, what can Empire build uniquely right now?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that concepts I was working through was double cunning, right? Ooh. They're one of the only, I think they're the only faction that has 2 cunning units you can take.
I believe so. Yeah.
For now. Right.
Yes.
So I immediately included Krennic and I immediately included Kallus.
Awesome.
And I went from there.
Cool. That's a great, I love how you had a real deliberate concept and you just decided to build around that with that dedication to it. So talk to me about what came next after you just had those 2 base units in there.
Yeah, that's a good question. So yeah, I decided I wanted Krennic and Kallus. Mm-hmm. I think you can have a debate about adding more heroes or named units.
Sure.
I just don't think it really fits as well with the archetype. That's already just, you know, the bare units alone, that's getting nearly 200 points worth of heroes. Mm-hmm. So I decided I was not going to have any other heroes.
Okay.
I also decided that I was going to try to utilize both of their strengths as much as possible and not just have them as entirely support characters, right?
Cool.
So for Krennic, I immediately paired him with some Death Troopers.
Okay, get that entourage going.
Right, and then for Kallus, I immediately gave him his bow rifle. That was the immediate two steps. So that was sort of the step two. Step two is like, I'm going to give both these units things that they wanted.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And that makes for an interesting follow-up question I was going to have. Are you the kind of person who likes to think about what your centerpieces are going to be and then kit them out with upgrades? Or do you start there, build the rest of the army, and then start sprinkling upgrades in later?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like for Imperial troop list building specifically, if you're taking named units, mm-hmm. you wanted to give them their upgrades right ahead of time, right?
Mm,
because
sure.
The difference between me giving Krennic and Kallus, yeah, they have some pretty strong command cards, but I wanted to give them something to do immediately,
mm-hmm.
Before I started dumping all these points into, I don't know, short troopers or something,
right?
So I gave them the heavies and gave them the upgrades right off the bat. I was like, this doesn't fit. I'm going to try something else. I wasn't going to like try to just step in 6 stormtroopers and then do something else.
Awesome. Makes sense. Cool. So you've got a Krennic, Kallus with his bow rifle, and for now, naked Death Troopers. Where do you go from there?
Yeah, so for Death Troopers, you really have 2 options right now, mm-hmm. right? You can do the little bit less popular config with DTF.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do just the standard DLT.
Mm-hmm.
I already have Compel on this list. I think it actually would be really interesting to run Agent Kallus with the Death Troopers with DTF kind of Compel as a bubble, but not have to bring Krennic, who's an extra 100 points
mm-hmm.
almost.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'd explored in this list, mm-hmm. but maybe a future list. So I did give the Death Troopers their DLT. I did give them their config, and at least for me, when I'm already putting in 118 points into these units, I just threw 6 more points in after it, right?
Makes sense.
Gave them offensive push for that free aim, and I gave them environmental gear, because I don't know about you, but needing to like keep your Death Troopers behind light of sight blocking terrain for a specific reason in this game is really important right now, but I wanted to be able to peek out and shoot at my full speed too, if that came to play.
Absolutely. And I think at this stage of the game where you still have the rest of the army to build out, environmental gear got replaced by ascension cables a lot when those came out, and you do have recover efficiency here, but you are already running tight on points and probably want to see if those 2 points are going to matter. Is that true?
Yeah, that's totally right. I mean, I could have dumped a recon intel or something and bumped that to ascension cables.
Mm-hmm.
Death Troopers with scale is kind of cool, but they don't really always have a way to get down. You know, I don't have a free recover, right? So if I get on top of something and then get stuck and have to clamber down, that's not so fun. So I just avoid. You know, we play sort of similar in some ways. If I did not take ascension cables, I would not feel the need to use ascension cables, and that'd probably be good for my playstyle because I would play it, be really excited about it, and then be like, "Okay, what do I do from here?"
That is a really good reflective insight and a little bit of a painful piercing insight into my playstyle too. Excellent. It's both nice and terrifying that you know me that well. So, all right, we have some pretty well kitted out Death Troopers to go along with our two Imperial middlemen who never get enough credit from their bosses. Where do you go from there?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I decided really quick I wanted to hit 10 activations.
Okay.
I don't think I quite have room for the 11, which is with the two meaty heroes and the Death Troopers. Yep. So that already in my head, I sort of knew the math. Like I was going to have to get three strike teams, and then I was going to have to get Stormtroopers or Snowtroopers, something like that. Cool. So the first thing I did was I added in the three strike teams with the sniper. Pretty boring, but it's what's there. And then I added four Stormtroopers without any upgrades.
Gotcha.
And that left me a little bit of room, right? I don't know the exact point amount, but I think I'm something around like a little over 100 points left without any upgrades on the Stormtroopers.
Okay, yeah. And just as a cool, quick reminder, you're able to add three strike team snipers because of the entourage rules for Death Troopers attached to Krennic.
Right, so not only am I getting potentially six cunning cards, I'm getting four special forces. So I have two heroes, four special forces, six cunning cards. It is sort of unique in that way.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. So you've got the few points left over. You're pretty much just down to what goes on the Stormtroopers. What were you debating? How did that take you?
Yeah, I had sort of two ideas in my head. Mm-hmm. One idea was like, okay, I'm going to give everybody just DLTs. I'm going to give them maybe even the extra trooper to get extra wounds at the table. That's really the risk right now when you do these like triple strike teams with heroes.
Sure.
Of my 10 activations, five of them are either single minis or two minis. I wanted to have some bulky bodies that can, you know, really last till turn five or six and do those objectives. So I knew offhand that I was going to want to have at least a couple of six mini units. That meant for me either the DLT and the extra trooper. I don't know about you, but I don't find the DLT doing too much right now, outside of taking shots at like ATRTs or something.
Yeah, its heyday was definitely in the first year, and I think it's struggled to reclaim that relevancy.
Right, and this isn't a viewers list where I'm like getting a lot of extra aims on the table that I can rely on. So yeah. I thought there's two things that are interesting here to me. One, I have Compel. So I can worry a little bit less about getting up at the table. Number two is what I always say for Stormtroopers is Stormtroopers want three actions per turn, but often get one, right?
Yep.
They want to move. They want to aim. Yep. They want to shoot.
Yep.
Their courage one. So if you get a suppression, often you can only do one of those three things.
Right.
That's a really bad feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
So to compensate for that, I have Compel. That helps with the move question.
Yep.
I gave them the Stormtrooper Specialists.
Yeah.
So I put three Stormtrooper Specialists and three of the four Stormtroopers. That gives them a free aim. And unlike the captain, I can use that aim whenever I want, right? I could stand still and double aim shoot if I wanted to.
Right.
That's the position. So it's a lot more flexibility. One thing I've actually done a little bit more recently with Krennic is take advantage of that move or recover action, right? Let's say you're sitting exactly on three suppression. You're like, I don't know what I want to do.
Yep.
You can move behind Mind Lock and Block and Drain and recover.
Sure.
You get back the specialist. You take off all the suppression, including the extra suppression you got from Compel.
Oh, I like it.
So it's definitely a nice little interaction there.
Yeah.
And then I gave them RT 97 seats. It's just that having that option to shoot at range four with four dice and optionally an aim token, it doesn't force you into range three engagements if you're not comfortable with that.
Cool. That's exciting. I love the rationalization. I love the creative different options. Stormtroopers have always historically felt to me like kind of the point and shoot units, and that they've made up that core that's straightforward, if not simple, Imperial playstyle. I love seeing this creativity and how it can be used, leveraging recover on them with the special.
Yeah, and these have nine dice at range three. They can get a free aim, and now with a combination of both coordinated fire and possibly ruthless tactics, you're even getting more more shots through.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And so that's a total, that's three of the stormtroopers. And what did you do on the last stormtrooper unit?
So I wasn't quite sure. Yeah. I actually, the original version of this had a snowtrooper with a flametrooper and frag grenades. Sure. I was like, okay, they love it. My one sort of risk in this list is, aside from Kallus, if someone gets really close to me, I don't have a strong answer, right? Gotcha. Kallus can fight a little bit, but he's not going to do great.
Yep.
I got a little bit antsy about that and swapped out that frag snow for a stormtrooper with a medbot and recon intel. There's two reasons for that.
Yeah.
One is having at least one unit with recon intel to do like a turn one VAPS play is really, really useful. Relying on snipers for that.
Yep.
And then number two is like, I'm bringing 124 point Death Troopers. I am bringing 123 point Agent Kallus.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm hit really early in the turn and I lose a unit, getting the medbot back, Death Trooper.
Yeah.
Is pretty valuable. I think if I didn't take the Death Troopers, or if I took like DTF instead, I probably 100% would have done the Snow Trooper.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I think that's a really, really good insurance call. And you've got a pretty decent amount of firepower in other places that having this multi-use support unit, back objectives, healing the early round Death Troopers, I really like that call.
Yeah, thanks.
Awesome. So we come in at an even 800 points, 10 activations. Krennic, Kallus, Death Troopers, three strike teams for that range 5 pierce, four stormtroopers, three of them with RTCs and a specialist, and the final one as the medbot and recon intel. Solid list. We would be remiss if we ever skipped over command cards, especially on a contingencies commander.
Yeah. And this, I'm sure this section of your podcast is only getting longer as more contingencies added in, right?
It is starting to. Yeah, we're gonna have to really make the lightning round a lightning round. But yeah, so talking about the command card decisions.
Yeah, let's go quick. I thought one real decision, right? The real decision for me was I was gonna take all of Krennic's cards, one, two, three. I know Annihilation Looms is a little bit less useful right now, but contingency specifically kind of makes it more interesting than it did before.
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Number two is that unlike Lando, Kallus only has contingencies two.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to choose what two cards are going to be my contingencies and which ones aren't.
Right.
I decided to go with ISB Investigation and Ruthless Tactics. Mm-hmm. If I lost Kallus really early, I would lose both of those cards, which is really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But let me swap them out. So my standard cards here are going to be Voracious Ambition for Krennic, Face Me for Kallus, Deploy the Garrison and Push for the 2-pip.
Mm-hmm.
And then Coordinated and Annihilation for the 3-pip.
Nice.
And that lets me swap in ISB Investigation for Push
and
Ruthless Tactics for either Coordinated Fire, probably not, but also Annihilation Looms.
Yeah.
So I have some flexibility. If I see clones on the side of the table or droid, maybe I don't use Annihilation Looms, or maybe I hold it later in the round.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm playing, let's say, Pathfinders or something, and I want to dump some suppression on them to give you a little bit of a defensive boost.
Sure.
I can choose to do so, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The defensive boost, or the illusion of defensive boost.
The illusion of defensive boost,
with Danger Sense. Cool, I like that. And I've talked about it a little bit with others. You clearly you mentioned earlier losing Kallus early. You chose to put his cards in the contingencies. I think there's still a little bit of a debate about where the contingencies commander or the other cards should be going into contingencies. For this list, you clearly land here. Do you think that's a general rule?
I mean, you tell me, right? Yeah. Like, I'm just trying to imagine in my head, if you're losing Kallus, you lose his contingencies regardless of what he's carrying, right? And also, you lose anything with his name on it, regardless of whether he's in contingencies or not.
Yep.
So putting his card specifically in contingencies makes more sense to me. I think if you were playing, hypothetically, like, three heroes and you wanted Kallus just as a contingency bot, then maybe you would take some other cards in that section, right? But since I'm taking all three of his cards, two can go in contingencies.
I'm aligned too. I think that putting all your eggs in that one basket, or rather not putting the other person's eggs in that basket
remember, Lando's a little different, right? Because Lando, he has some flaw interactions with his contingency pile. Kallus does not have that. Kallus is as if he takes a wound. Which, by the way, the medical droid also can help with.
Yep.
So there we go.
Awesome. Cool. Do you have a battle deck too at 800 points? Do you even bother putting one together?
I didn't bother putting one into it and together because I've seen some of the bids recently. Sure. I think honestly, if I were to put one together, it'd be a very, very boring. It would be like a key positions. Yeah. It'd be an intercept. It'd be a sabotage. Yeah. And then the fourth one's always the wild card for Empire. Yeah. I do have compel and a lot of bodies. Maybe I'd be okay with something like breakthrough. Sure. Potentially.
Okay, cool. Anything that's absolutely not in there that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think I really don't want to do bombing run. Okay. It's not for the reason you think. It's not. I actually think this is a fair amount of DACA to try to take out things that are fast across the board. Sure. It's more of an issue of this is a list that's going to be very reliant on having stormtroopers with heavies with their leaders carrying the bomb. Luke and Maul and a bunch of others are really popular right now. Mm-hmm. So I really don't want to, if possible, like just give people easy ways to choke out and take my stuff. Now, that being said, people with those lists are already taking hefty bids, so they're going to take it if they want, but right. I'm not going to put it in my deck.
That makes total sense. Any conditions or deployments that you want to talk about as far as we can keep it just to must includes or must not includes?
Yeah, I think that this is clearly a range 4, range 3 list. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be taking the longer deployments. I'm not going to be taking shorter ones. The conditions, I think, it's pretty mild. I have two leaders for something like War Wary. Mm-hmm. I can handle a bunch of the things like Hostile a little bit better on this list. Mm-hmm. Supply drop actions is not the worst list because I do have some higher impact units that might want supplies. I don't think anything stands out specifically. Cool. I just know I don't want to play hemmed in because I don't want to have to figure out how to put the deployment zones together. But there's not one thing that stands out. I'm going to go for the longer deployments if possible.
Awesome.
And again, this is 800, so I'm not going to have a choice a lot of the time.
Absolutely, yeah. No, great, great conversation, great list. I really like this list. I came into this thinking maybe you were going for for Krennic and Kallus for the memes, but I'm starting to be a little bit of a believer. I want to see how this thing does.
Yeah, and the nice thing about this is I'm only one mini off actually playing this in real life. Like I only have two of the specialist pack, so I could swap out the RT for like a T21 to get shorter range firepower and be able to play this like in person.
Very nice. Well, I have some specialists hanging around. I think I actually just painted them. So if you need one specialist, you can always borrow it from me.
All right, we'll do that.
I don't have a specialist in my one Empire list that I've ever made. So, all right, thank you so much. That was an awesome list. You ready for the lightning round?
I'm ready for it.
All right, let's go. 13-act droids, the new Rekstar, or it's a bigger fat than Mbop?
Bigger fat than what?
The old song Mbop from the classic 90s band Hanson.
Yeah, I think I wasn't born yet. let's see. I was born, but I think I was not listening to music.
Into the pop scene of
not quite there yet.
Brothers? No? Okay.
I don't play well with speeder bikes. Yep. I think I'm still going to go for Rex right now.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Best prize support that you've ever gotten from a tournament?
I got a fully painted occupier from Klippa Con.
Oh, actually. That's right. That was a sweet one too.
And that, ironically, I was hoping to get second place because I wanted to paint it different, but I'm not going to complain with a free professionally painted. It looks really great.
That's true. So. A terrible question that I shouldn't ask. Have you ever played that occupier?
I played the occupier. I think I played it with you. I had an occupier list with you with E-Webs before they could shoot out of the E-Web, right? That's so right. I'm trying to imagine that game we had with them in the E-Webs this time.
It would have been different. Yeah. I will admit that. all right, we got some cool reveals at the mini Stravaganza. Yoda, all other factions should just pack it in now because he's going to just rule the tables, or he's only going to be for high skill players like Palpatine is?
I mean, I don't know. I want to see his command cards. Mm-hmm. I think at face value, he's going to be a character familiar with Palpatine. I don't know about you. I'm really impressed with his range attack. Yeah. Getting that four black surge crit blast.
Oh, yeah.
Being able to use it twice a turn with things like fire support. Mm-hmm. That might be his biggest play, which sounds weird for a force user to be just kind of sitting there in the back. But it is what it is, right? And then one interesting thing about it is that if they have pierce immunity, it doesn't matter whether he's using the lightsaber or using the force blast, right? So that's kind of interesting interaction too.
Yeah. So pretty strong player there. That'll be interesting. Yeah. All right. What's the biggest mistake in a game of Legion that still haunts you to this day?
Whew. I think if I had to give a specific example, I think being over reliant on jump on Boba Fett. Ooh. It's really easy to forget that he can only jump once. And if you just, and once you put the figure down and you move away your movement template, like, yeah, you're committed to that move. Yep. So I think I jumped right behind the barricade, yep, and then realized I needed to jump ahead of the barricade. And that was it, right? Like, because now he had a reduced speed, yep, and I couldn't get to the configuration. Oof. So
yeah, that'll do it. Most exciting thing for you that AMG revealed in the Mini Stravaganza?
I think it's a side note, right? Like, I really enjoy the concept of a LAT. Yeah. I just rewatched Star Wars Rebels, like most of it. Oh, cool. Amazing model in that show. Yeah. Amazing model. It looks like in real life. Yeah. And I think just being able to call it a latte the entire time is going to be super, super, super fun and really obnoxious in person. So I'm looking forward to that obnoxious factor.
Awesome. That surprises me not at all. Segueing nicely from the latte joke, what drink do you passive aggressively buy an opponent that you just dunked on at a tournament?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think, especially in the last couple of months, it's going to be a bottle of refreshing water. But I don't know. Have I bought you a drink that I dunked on you? What was your favorite?
fair. Nice burn. I think you bought lunch once at a local tournament.
Okay, I'll take that.
That was probably when my biggest mistake of totally punting a sorry about the mess shot on Bosque. All right. That was awesome. Thank you, Matan. For our listeners, come back each week. We're going to keep looking at new and exciting lists builds from all of our guests and hosts. Join us at the end of the month, where we have our video episode featuring our great head-to-head turn zeros for all of our lists. Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon.
This is going to be an exciting list to head-to-head. Thanks, King.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Matan.